right, we're on episode 16. Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming back to Hope Center Archers. And this is Stephanie.
And this is Anthony.
And I'm laughing because in the beginning, I guess Anthony has to do his, moment of silence, if you shall. So he can edit out all the background noise. We don't edit our podcast.
It's but noise reduction. That's all it is. So you don't hear the hum from the condenser microphone.
Yeah. All the fuzziness, I guess.
Yes.
And every time he tells me that I have to sit here and be quiet.
You know what it's like telling a blonde to shut their mouth? My God. Laugh at you. Like,
shut up. I'm like a little kindergartner where you tell it's quiet time and they can't really sit still in their seat because you tell them it's quiet time. Yeah, that's me. And don't mind my voice, I'm kind of getting over a cold.
The whole house is.
Yeah, well, it is the winter, and it is crappy season.
Yeah, but it's horrible, because like last week it was, what, like 57 degrees?
It's been going in the 50s.
What is it right now, 4?
4. It feels like 4 degrees out.
Yeah, 17 and feels like 4. So.
Yeah, which, I mean, I'm a little bitch when it comes to the cold, honestly, but...
We both know why.
Yeah, I know.
Because Stephanie doesn't know how to dress properly for the weather.
No, I don't. And ever. I know I don't. But lately that I've been dressing properly, I haven't been as bad. But
no, not at all.
Going from the 50s to the single digits.
Well, back it says up now you have like your jacket prepared. There's gloves in the jacket. There's a hat in the jacket. Yeah.
Yeah. And I actually work for a company who makes cold weather stuff. So you'd think I would be able to.
Yeah, that is true.
Dress appropriately.
But yeah, you would think so, considering you own all the shit to actually dress appropriately, but nah, fuck it. Let's leave that in the closet.
Don't leave the company name in there, because then we're going to have to go through another editing.
Yeah, I have to edit that one out.
Edit session.
See, no, you just lied. See, you said we don't edit. I had to edit out my job.
Okay, that was one episode.
It's sarcasm, so.
That was one episode. And I was laughing at you the whole time, and that's all that matters. Even if no one else that listens to this.
Honestly, I hope whoever listened to that just got a kick out of us being retarded.
I'm just glad I got a kick out of that.
Oh, so did I.
That's all that matters.
Well, we do this for fun, so.
Happy me, happy podcast.
Oh, yeah, the happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
You should see the dirty fucking look I just got.
So, this weekend, we got a chance to go to the range.
Yes.
It was actually really, I have to say, this weekend was really, really good. It was a very relaxed day.
And it wasn't just us by ourselves. That usually when you say it was a relaxing day, it's just me and you. This time it was not.
I know, because me and people really don't mesh.
No, you don't.
I don't really.
We had a whole nice group of people with us. There was a father and his son, and the son is a tournament shooter. He does both NFAA competitions and IBO competitions. And the young kid, high school, I believe they said they were from North Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Very friendly people. Kid's awesome. Fantastic shot.
Don't say M.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, side note. So I wanted to get, it'll probably start next podcast. I wanted to get a little jar, you know, like you have a curse jar. Oh, no, a swear jar that every time you swear, you put in, you know, whatever change.
I swear
or
more than I
something
say
like that. So I wanted to get a jar. And every time one of us says because we do late night podcasts, when we start to get tired, it just comes out more. Like the thinking process is more out loud. And it kind of, sometimes the gerbil's running a little bit slower than others.
Yes, very much so.
So yeah. I was like, So I wanted to start a jar, an jar. So then you could hear the little clinking every time someone says that the other one can throw one in. And it'll go to our son's bank account.
College fund.
Yeah.
Or trade school fund or something fund.
It should go to his turning 18-year-old fund. So we'll,
No.
So
when he comes to me and goes, Dad, I don't want to go to college. You know what that's going to become? What fund that
vacation
becomes?
Fund.
Our fucking vacation fund. Yeah. See you, son. We're going to like Europe, bro. And
but it'll be more motivating for us not to say it. So then it's less for him to just blow when he's 18.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's my whole point.
Yep. That'll work.
So let's rewind. Back to now, we're just gonna pick up other things like so and well,
yeah, some other bad habits. Yeah, exactly.
Anywho, back to our damn it, I said it.
Yeah, you did.
We don't have the jar yet. Shooting at the range,
yes,
And we were shooting with the...
The father and the son.
Yes. So, continue.
And also, we had two of the other guys that... One of them, actually, me and Steph have been looking forward to meeting.
Don't say his name. I don't know if he wants to be mentioned.
That's fine. He knows who the hell he is. Because...
What's that song,
he
Dale?
Does tattoo jobs and the tattoos. Song? So, we were like, oh, man. You know, me and you were, you know, sleeved and everything. So, we were looking forward to meeting him. And he brought his friend with him also that was there. And
it's like
it wasn't like set up where any of us would meet there. It was just like, oh shit, we're all here. And it was just from the gun, just everybody was having a blast. Everybody was rotating on the line, no
it's like
problem.
The Blink Kingdom.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Jesus Christ. But it was. I mean, it was a real fun night. Let's see. The store, I said, oh, I didn't say, No, Gander was out of 3D range targets.
Ugh.
Yeah, see, sorry. He said the other bad habits. Gander was
out of
3D targets.
They're out of targets, which is not 3D targets. They're out of the...
Oh, sorry, the five face or the single face.
What's
target.
The actual
the
term
standard
for them,
archery
though?
Target.
It's is it labeled the standard archery target?
It's a standard
target?
Archery. It's a point system target. Because
I know
that's
they have the three face Vegas style targets.
No, five face. They
five
have the
face.
Five face ones.
The three stacks. The totem
that's
pole.
The one you have. You have the three face vertical Vegas style. The store stocks the five face, and then you flip it around the other side, and it's the one gigantic face, which
oh, okay,
is supposed
that's
to be
right.
Four distance shots.
Five.
Yeah.
It's five.
Right.
Four corners and a center. Five.
Yes, five. That's what I said. Five.
Anyway, they're out. I don't know how a store.
For 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
So,
no, more than 2 weeks.
Has it been more than 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's been more than 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Because they said it was before the holidays they ran out.
Oh, that's right. Yes, right around Christmas
they ran out.
They've been
getting a lot of shit
for it. Yes, that's right.
And I mean, honestly, I don't mind buying targets, but they don't even
sell. I want to get a stack of that. Probably go on Lancaster's site this week and order
the
25 pack of
Vegas. They
don't
even sell the targets for you to buy. I can see if they
sold
targets.
Well, no, they did. We can go over to the gun guys.
No, Bo.
I know, no, but your standard 22 caliber target that you would shoot at for a 22 long rifle
okay.
is the same circle size as the triple vertical Vegas.
But see here, what I'm getting at is usually if a company or place or wherever you're at right. is offering something for free, but they're also selling it, sometimes they'll phase out the free because they want people to rather buy it.
That's fine.
So sometimes they'll skimp out on inventory.
How many targets we've probably gone through since we've
been
there?
But one, my point is that they don't even sell it for customers. So we don't even have the option to not have their free. Like if they wanted to have people start buying instead of just using their free, which is fine because, I mean, honestly, like how much is it really going to cost for a pack of whatever sheets?
Well, I think
not a lot.
The setup from Lancaster, I believe it's like $10 for 25 of the Vegas sheets like you
it's
have.
Really not.
It's going to cost me almost as much money to ship the shit as it's going to be for me to buy the targets. But I don't care because it's Lancaster. You got to support the archery community, whatever. And they're like one of the most notoriously known, you know.
I don't know. They should just have it to buy. So we've been kind of like scraping around targets. I had the three.
You had the three vertical Vegas face one, which now we don't have. That's gone. And
I
also,
left it there for
other
people coming in afterwards.
And then I had
the deer.
The deer target from
the
Easy V site. Yes.
The quarter deer.
The quartering away deer, whatever you want to call
it's
it.
It's like if you had a
it's
ninja.
It's the vitals of a deer.
You know, like Fruit Ninja? And you had the deer. And it's like ninja deer. Deer ninja.
Just so everyone knows. She's drinking coffee and no alcohol. This stupid babble is coming up.
So think of Fruit Ninja, like, and then you got the deer, and they're like to the tail, the legs, and the head, and then that's
the
target.
Vitals, yes, that's the point of me saying vitals.
My deer ninja.
Your deer ninja. Okay.
Is a much better thought process.
Okay.
Come on, for all you people driving in your car, like, come on. That rude driver next to you, to all four tires. Pew, pew, pew. Anywho, back to the topic at hand.
Well, no. We had a really good time. Everyone was like, you know, just going crazy.
Not going crazy.
No. We were having fun, just like shooting.
Running around,
shooting. We pretty much were. I mean,
no, we weren't running
like
around.
20 yards, 30 yards. I mean. It was just all in good fun that night.
Were you at the same place I was?
Yes, I was. You were shooting 20 and 30. I was shooting 20
and
30.
And I did 130.
Yeah.
I only did one round.
I did 2:30s. That's right.
Yeah, because it was a while that I took off from shooting just because of the holidays and everything else, and it kind of runs into each other. And then
between... Plus, you won't go by yourself.
Exactly. So, I won't. I don't... I feel weird going by myself. It's... I don't know if it's just because... If anyone else can relate, they're married with kids.
Yeah, yeah. No, I
when, you know, you go places by yourself that you usually like to enjoy as a pair... And then, you know, you can't get a babysitter for whatever reason. You know, sometimes people don't have all of their family all in one spot.
Right.
So if, you know, the only person can't watch them, then, I mean, I'm not going to hire some stranger that I'm going to be worried about the whole time we're out. And, you know, you just kind of feel weird going by yourself. I'm not saying that you don't enjoy to go shooting at all, but it's just... It's something you enjoy together, so that's the reason why I don't feel like I would enjoy it the same as when we're together. Plus, I get lots of pointers if I'm kind of off that day, that you're kind of looking at me saying like, you know, hey, fix this, or this is what you're doing, or something else.
Well, I just pay attention to what's going on. That's all it is.
Well, even like the past weekend, my groupings were horrible in the beginning, and I thought it was just because of my time off. You know, I missed a couple weeks of shooting.
Right.
Because of whatever reasons, you know, shit happens.
Well, yeah, because you'd have a really good, like, out of the six, you'd have three good shots, and then three would were, like,
well,
all
and
over
then,
the place.
And then I thought, okay, well, I'm usually shooting at one thing. Either we had the turkey, so it was one turkey that I was shooting at the 3D, and then, or we had the one target. I didn't use the five on the other side. I used just the single.
Right.
So just the one.
So what you're basically saying is you're kind of like associating it almost to a target panic situation.
No.
That's what it kind of sounded like. I can't do many, but I can do the one. Just the one. It's like Neo, the one.
Well, I figured, okay, I'll say it's target hesitation.
Hesitation.
And.
I don't want to put myself in that realm of panic.
Panic, yeah. When our son is hanging off the top shelf of a bookshelf.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
And I thought it was just that. I thought that as I'm aiming, I'm like, okay, which one am I going to aim to? And then I'm too impatient to actually wait to stay there and steady myself and hold.
Oh, yeah. We know you're impatient. That's a no fucking brainer.
I want to just do a whole, like, you ever see a Robin Hood with Kevin Costner?
The Robin Who with Hood. Kevin Costner?
Hood.
You said who?
Robin Hood.
You want to do the Robin Who with Kevin Costner? Yes, I know who you're talking about. Yes, yes. It's one of my favorite movies, yes.
Are you a Kevin Costner fan?
No, I just like Robin Hood. That's a fucking archery movie. Why would I not like it? Come on now, really.
That's the more serious one. It's not like Men in Tights.
Come on. Yeah, but nothing is going to beat Alan Rickman saying, I'm going to cut your heart out with a spoon, and his fucking retard cousin's like, why, cousin? Why a spoon? Because it's dull. I mean...
I forgot about that.
You watch that whole scene and you're just like, this is why Alan Rickman's the man.
Dull, you idiot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And just that scene, and then, you know, it's not the Christmas season unless you watch him play Hans Gruber and he's getting thrown off the fucking Nakatomi building.
Very true. That is Hans.
Yep. He's Hans Gruber.
Yeah.
He's Snape and fucking Harry Potter. See,
oh.
Like, now people have just gotten to the realm of like, fuck, they're nerds too.
I'm not a nerd. You're in the nerd.
Oh, I'm the nerd. Yeah, I know that. I'm the gamer, the fucking.
Yeah.
The bow shooter guy and. Teach people how to shoot bows and video games and
so oh shit, you just completely derailed me.
You were talking about the why the fuck you like
I'm
me
like
having
a tractor that just got jackknifed.
You gotta stop watching that stupid show. She's been watching the show Highway Through Hell for anyone who likes the show, and it really it plays a role because I think she really likes it because I'm a big rig mechanic.
No, I just like the show.
Well, no, I think you also you're like, Jesus Christ, they really do this to these trucks?
Listen, yes, it's not, do. When they look at the model of the solar system, that's the sun, that's not your head. And right, we don't revolve around you. So what my whole point was, is that I'm very impatient that in my mind, what I would like to be at, is that you can Robin Hood the shit out of your arrows. Like, you just pick it up, aim, 1 second, poof, and then you hit center all
who?
The time. Me, I would like to in my own head,
oh,
in my own like little imaginary again, the model of the solar system.
No, no,
is
that's why I thought you were trying to associate that with me. I'm like, what are you freaking crazy?
No, I'm saying with my impatience, I feel I should be able to just pick up my bow and just aim. Okay, I got it. Poof, and it's like dead center every time. But it doesn't happen. It's not going to happen.
You've only been shooting 6 months. You're on your
seven,
third, or fourth trigger release January. Right now.
Yeah. No. Third. 1, 2, 3.
Three. All right. So you're on your third trigger release. Right now you're doing much better with this one. We changed the thumb orientation. At the end of the day, you were much better. Plus, the one thing that you had mentioned, how I watch what you're doing and try to see if something is wrong. Your arrow rest. I happen to be literally sitting
That's
directly
what I was getting
in front.
To.
Oh, okay, then get to it. How about it? You go.
Again, solar system.
Oh, woo! Come on.
I should Photoshop a picture of your head in the sun spot with all the planets going around you.
Nice.
But my point was is that my grouping was all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And we realized that my arrow rest, and I haven't switched it out yet. And I don't know of any others that I want to try right now. To tell you,
you won't let me switch a freaking thing on your bow.
No, we'll get to that too. Shut up. But we haven't really looked into other arrow rests lately. We've been looking into stabilizers and sights and.
Well, there's a couple I want to get, but we're also getting over the Christmas season.
Yeah.
The reason I have the new stabilizer, which I'll mention here in a bit, I swapped out the stabilizer there on my bow, was because of the fact that we had the gift cards to buy it.
True.
So.
But mine, which is, I still have the True Glow drop away.
Your bow is True Glow in all accessories.
Very true. True.
Yeah, see, true to True Glow, yeah, see. And a True Fire release. Oh, shit, you are trued the fuck out.
I am true. What we did was we saw that we had my, what do you call it? The
whale tail? Oh, no, the fletchings.
Yeah, but what do you call the top one? Like, you have your two colors and your odd. Yeah. Is there a term for it?
No, just, I don't know. I've always referred to it as the odd color.
Okay, so my odd color, I have two greens and a white. And we originally...
Right, we used the NAP quick spin fletchings.
The quick spin fletchings. Mm-hmm. So the way we originally set it up is that my odd color, my white, was facing down. Right. And it wasn't facing up. And I don't know what happened.
Well, according to their diagram, your bow can shoot either way, up or down. According to the way I read the specs on it, the whale tail is supposed to be high enough and drop away fast enough that it would be able to clear the fletching even if it was pointed down. So we went that route.
And in the beginning, it worked. My groupings were very good.
Right. But that was on the standard blazer fletchings that were on your arrow.
Oh.
And then when we switched over to the NAPs, because me and you were ripping fletchings off like by the day.
True.
We swapped out to the NAPs because it's nice, it's quick. You know, this weekend's a good example. We usually have a six pack of those things sitting in the drawer. That's why when we rip some fletchings off, go home, slit it with the tool, boom, swap it, done.
Yeah.
You were shooting and you had complained to me that you know your groupings were weird.
Were shit.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
So I said okay. I literally, you were shooting, looking at the target, I was standing a foot away from you, just watching your arrow rest. And sure as shit, I watched the arrow hit the arrow rest and jump.
And that's probably why my arrows weren't really consistent either.
Right. So what we did was, instead of you having it faced down, we had it faced up.
Oops.
But,
sorry.
I had remembered with mine, when I had the True Glow on mine before I had a Roid Rage fucking and ripped it off the bow because I was stupid and changed too many things in one day.
Yep.
You
changed everything on your bow.
Yeah, in one day. That was a stupid decision. I may actually put that True Glow rest on my bow now and see how it does and not touch my sight because I know my sight.
Wait, the one that's on my bow?
No, I have the other one on the shelf.
I was going to say.
Right. So what I remember with mine is mine would hit the top if I put the odd fletching up.
But you cut that.
I cut the top of mine off.
What would you consider that? Would you consider that
it's not a full enclosure?
It's
a full containment ring. It's supposed to be a full. But it's categorized.
Not.
It's supposed to be a slit where the arrow just fits through. It's considered full containment.
But it's not full containment.
Just because it's not a full 360 degrees. It's whatever.
Just because it's not a full 360 degrees?
No, it's still considered full containment.
They need to recategorize those.
Who cares?
I do.
We don't make it.
Well, I'm buying it.
I understand that. But yours is not going to be full containment anymore because I'm cutting the arm off yours just like I did mine.
It's a halfsies.
Now it's a halfsies, yes. Now it's going to be the same as their riser or whatever the hell they call it. I don't remember what the other one. I know the updraft and the downdraft and everything below that. I'm like, those are kind of sketchy. So I'm going to take the top one. What I did was at the range, I literally took the top loop of the containment loop and I just pulled it up out of the way and straightened it. And the next two rounds, you were just like, yep, I'm going to break some arrows now.
Well, and we changed my odd color going up.
That's what I'm saying. We flipped your arrows upward.
Yeah, we flipped that.
Once I moved that top containment ring, portion of the containment ring out of the way, you were able to flip odd up. And then from there, your groupings were on the money.
My grouping was so. It was obviously.
There was obviously contact.
Yeah. So it wasn't just me.
No, it wasn't. So.
But I still wasn't. I was still in a line horizontally.
Your shot. Well, you were. Yeah, you were traveling.
I wasn't pulling left to right.
Yeah, your pull left to right was gone.
Like, which literally. Is good.
So.
Which is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you adjusted my forefinger. The release.
Yes, I rotated the thumb.
Okay,
the thumb
explain.
Was,
explain. Because I never knew that you could actually do that. And I never knew it would make a difference. Because I never thought about
it. Well, it's all thumb position. So basically what I was watching when you were shooting was I wanted to see how your thumb reacted. Because I got you to the point now where you actually go slow. You don't no longer take your thumb from the side of your index finger and punch the living shit out of the trigger. Nice sound effect. So now you pull back, you set, and you could watch. You move your thumb over. But this is where I'm going to say because you keep making noises. So you get yourself set, you put your thumb on the trigger, and now you're squeezing. But I noticed when you could take the actual thumb button and rotate it a full 360 degrees
okay.
to either make it really, really where your thumb is super close to your palm or out farther. What I noticed was when it was in the closest position, because you have the brand new one.
Yes, that's right.
Your hand wasn't, you were actually moving pulling your entire hand up to move your thumb.
Which I didn't realize.
Which the next shot, I gave you mine, which is all the way outward.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is completely as far out as it will go. And the next two shots, you were like in the white. Yeah. So you can't. When you have the thumb release out farther, you shoot better.
Isn't it the yellow? Mm-hmm. I was on the Vegas Faces.
Yes, whichever. You know what I mean? The inner ring. But yeah, when the thumb release was all the way out, your hand stood still and only your thumb moved. But when it was all the way in, it was like the more closed your palm had to be, mm-hmm. you tried to pull up with it. Like not just your thumb, your whole entire hand would move up.
I honestly think that is something that is going to just come with time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't think that's going to be something I could really force. I think all the other motions you can kind of concentrate on, but I don't think when it comes to releasing it, that's something you can really push. I think just doing it over and over and over.
Well, that's the part of practicing.
Right. My point is, though, I think that's going to be the last thing to fix itself.
Oh, sure, yeah.
To kind of, like, tighten up.
Well, it's all the little things. Like, right now, we got it to the point where you can get it. And the rest of your shots for the day, your hand stood still. You were on your anchor point, done, ready to go, firing, no problems.
Yeah.
So, I mean, from here, it's going to be just the fine-tuning stuff is, you know, when you get up to the line, make sure every time your feet are in the same spot. Make sure your posture is good, you know. It's all just going to be the fine-tuning stuff mm-hmm. from here. Because once the shots where you on, like, where you got to the line, you didn't do your normal impatient shit, which we both suffer from horribly.
Yeah.
And
you just want to pull that Robin Hood again. Walk up to the line, pull your bow up, 1 second, let it go. Oh, bullseye. Oh, I got an X. Oh.
What? So I'll get to that part because that's what's something that the two guys at the range that we were with, not the father and the son, the other two, they had mentioned to me about what I do.
Oh, Mr. Kingdom?
Yes. So.
And Mr.
We got
race.
You to that point now, but right now I think your biggest thing is going to be your stability for holding the bow in place. When you set up, like you do, as soon as you get anchored, you're like, gotta fire, We have to get you to, yeah, right. We have to get you to slow down on that. I got you to slow down on your thumb so you no longer hammer the hell out of the trigger. So now we just have to get you to slow down on the actual firing of the bow is to get yourself steady.
Yeah, because once I'm looking through my sight and I see that my pin hits that X.
You fire like immediately. Done. Yeah, you don't wait for the rest of the sway.
Nope.
You know, your body almost naturally, as stupid as it sounds, almost does a figure eight back and forth nonstop. With your front arm, you as soon as you see it, it's like doop, arrows to the right. Next you shot, doop, arrows to the left. Up, oh, time to sway right again. Yeah.
You know what's funny? Mm-hmm. There was one day that I noticed that I was doing that. So I asked you before if you could hear
You're
me.
Fine. Okay. I'm trying to keep it even between the two of us.
I want to lean just, back.
Okay, that's fine. And just so in case anyone wonders, we are using one microphone right now on interview mode between the two of us. So yes. if the audio kind of gets low, it's me moving the microphone to keep it centered between the two of us.
We'll be getting another mic.
We do have a second microphone coming this week, so it should be like pure easy audio this, you know, in the future episodes.
So with my swaying, actually some days, which is funny, and I think these are the days that I shoot better, I visualize a moving target. Because I'm moving. And then I have to go on the run. Like, if the...
So, wait. If you realize this shit, why haven't you implemented this before?
Because, you know, sometimes I don't think about it. I have to be in a certain, like, mood to do this.
Well, I wonder if James would let me set up a pendulum in the target range.
Probably not. Because no matter what he decides, it's not his range. So he can't... He can't be liable for any...
Oh, I know.
Decisions.
Get one of them ball targets and just have that shit rocking in front of one of the targets.
That'd be funny.
That would be pretty sick.
Yeah. Imagine me hitting it better than us.
I'll call everyone that was there on Saturday, man. I'll be like, yo, let's go. I got a bad idea.
Either way. But that's also sometimes when I'm swaying. Once I hit where I'm supposed to hit, it's almost like... I don't have the opportunity to sit there at a stationary target. Right. Like, it's gonna move. So if I can get myself to release as soon as it's on point.
Right.
Then.
But the thing is, yeah, a lot of times the longer you, like, hold, if you would have waited, like, another 2, maybe 3 seconds, there's a good chance you would have stopped swaying or almost stopped to where it would have gotten smaller. Because as you steady yourself, it gets smaller and smaller.
Well, sometimes, though, if you're aiming at whatever you're aiming at, that extra second, they could be running.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
But we're target shooting right now.
But if you can get yourself accustomed to
All right, since you mentioned that was going to be my other point of what I was going to say. That, as you called it, Kingdom... what he noticed and what his friend noticed was out of the 5 arrows I was shooting at the time before I ripped another vein off one of my arrows, I was rushing 2 of the shots. I would literally pull back and then almost fire immediately. And they asked me, why the hell did you let 2 of them off? Why do you always let 2 of them off so fast? Well, you ever walk through the woods and see a deer and then he notices you?
Yeah, oh shit.
Yeah, I can pull an arrow back and fire at him in less than 2 seconds on purpose.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like sometimes, you know, I like the spot and stalk, you know, a hundred times more than I would love sitting in a tree stand. Tree stand is just boring to me. So.
Sitting in one spot, freezing right. Your ass off.
Exactly. Well, I like to move around, walk, you know. And
got icicle butt.
Icicle butt. Nice. But that's one of the reasons why I always kind of practice 3 super steady shots where I'm trying to get it into the X. And 2 of my shots, I'm always going for a, like, 4 to 6 inch portion of the circle.
Yeah.
If 2 of my shots are in, or all of my shots are in that circle, I'm fine. But I want 1/2 of my shots to be inside the ring.
Side note, did you hear him before?
No.
You didn't hear our son? Okay. Sorry, folks. Our son fell asleep, and I have to stop to listen to see if he woke up. Sorry. That's
one.
We don't edit, so I can't just say pause and...
I can always actually edit it.
No.
All right, whatever.
I pride myself on no edit.
Okay.
They get the raw. That sounds horrible.
Yes,
too.
It does. Okay, so.
Either way, but I did like those nocturnals.
Yes, those are pretty up. Cool, considering you can't, as bright as our ranges, you still can't see your arrows at 30 yards. At
like all. I say, those light up knocks that they have, I think they have in red and green, they red offer green. Them. Mm. Man, you can, there is no missing.
I think it's red, green, yellow, there's a couple.
I've only seen red and green. They really? Probably do make more colors. I mean, it's, it'd be pretty dumb of them to only offer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I have to say, that kind of sold me, seeing how bright they were and how easy. But you have to remember to shut them off afterward.
Yeah, exactly. And make sure you have the tool.
Well, that's not bad, though, because, I mean, it's not you can't really. It's oh, blue. They make blue. He's yeah. looking them up now.
Blue, orange, green, red.
Yeah. They're pretty bright.
Those things were really, really bright. Impressively bright.
They make it really easy to see.
Yep.
So. And then we're actually going to be getting, you switched out the EZV site to.
I put my peak back on.
Yeah, because I know you wanted to finagle with your drop away rest. Drop
yes, yes.
away rest some more, and you can't do that with a brand new site.
No, I had to put on what I knew was that I'm dead on with.
Yeah.
So I put my my Trophy Ridge peak site back on, locked it all back in place exactly where it was before. Got it all set up, went to the range, and sure as hell something's wrong with the cord that goes to my limb. It came loose. So what I did was real quick at the range, popped it loose, and got it all back to where it's supposed to be. And, everything from there on with it was fine. But, and then also this week I switched out I took off my True Glow Carbon Tech Pro stabilizer and put on the Trophy Ridge 9-inch static, which is what I ordered right after the holidays that I mentioned with the gift cards we had gotten. And it's actually pretty impressive. I mean, it's as good, I would say, if not slightly better.
Well, you got the green accents for it, too.
Oh, yes, and I did get the accent kit, which everything is now green and black to match everything on the bow.
No, green is just a good color.
That's because you love green.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it's all together and everything like that. It shot really, really well on it, and, you know, I have no complaints about it. It's not heavy. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I would say is it only came with 2 ounces of weights for the end.
Wait, what was your last stabilizer? What? How many ounces?
3. I had 3 ounces.
So this is lighter.
This one is 1 ounce lighter. But yeah, but it's 1 inch longer. But
hey, an inch can make a difference.
Jesus. So, but no, in my opinion, it needs the extra ounce of weight. The ounce, maybe 2.
Do they sell the little disc weights that you could just add?
I believe so. I believe you
can. Instead of just buying a whole new stabilizer?
Well, I'm going to end up buying. What I want to do now, since I was talking to since we were at the range with the father and son, and the kid does.
We're not getting to that point
tournaments yet.
Tournaments
yet. No, this is the concerning to the stabilizer.
Okay.
He even said it that I'd be shocked at the amount of difference because we use drop away arrow rests. How much just having the sidebar helps. And he said, like, when he started shooting, he was using the same bow you have, a Stinger X.
Yeah.
And he had a 12-inch static front stabilizer with 3 ounces on the front of it. And he took the 9-inch, well, he originally, his father had gotten him the 9-inch one because that's the one that all the stores sell. And he put the 9-inch on as a sidebar.
That comes. You have to buy an attachment, and then it just hooks up to the side.
Right, right. Right now, the only one of the company, Truglo makes it. Matter of fact, they make a piece where your wrist sling and the sidebar and everything is all in one. Yeah, it's like $38, so it's a really, really good price, and it's adjustable. You know, you could do a vertical adjustment, sideways, horizontal adjustments, everything. So I'm probably going to get that.
I wonder how that would work on me.
It would. That's what we have. That's. I'm thinking about doing it both bows.
To have the side. Are you going to do it two sides or just the one?
One. Just the one.
Because I've seen some people with two.
Right. Well, that kid was using a V-bar.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I've seen some...
Right. Well, it's that's also competition. He had, you know... He had a... What did he have? He had a Martin bow. A Martin target bow. But he said, like, you'd be amazed just at the difference that will make to that bow. Because it's a hunting bow. And hunting bows, the cams are much more violent and much more aggressive. Mm-hmm. That the bow will straighten itself. And the idea of the sidebar, especially with a drop away like you use, the Whale Tailor one like I use, is if you pull back and straighten out, as if you have your front grip completely as loose as possible, with the sidebar, you do the adjustments until the level dot is always sitting in the center. This way the bow is always leveled. Plus, normally hunters don't run V-bars because you don't want a lot of stuff on the bow as you're running through the woods.
See, that's another thing. If you're going to put the extra stabilizers on, when we go hunting, you're not going to have all that on there. Honestly.
If you use a side, that's the one. That's also another reason why hunters only run one sidebar.
Who? Who do we watch that runs one?
Joe Rogan.
No, he does he?
Yes, he does. He runs a bee stinger.
Bring it up. Bring it up. Jesus Look Christ. On your little phone.
All right. I'm going to bring it up right now. I'll bring up a picture of Joe Rogan.
I feel like all the times that I've seen pictures of him hunting.
Joe Rogan has a bee stinger setup. He has like a $300.
I feel like all the people that we watch have never seen.
I think it's a 12-inch, either a 10-inch front and 8-inch side or a 12-inch front and 8, something like that. It's either 10 or 12 or something like that. But, what I wanted to do was get that True Glow attachment, run the 12-inch forward and the 9-inch side.
Okay.
And this way the bow will stabilize itself. Now, granted, when I do that and don't have the quiver on the bow, I won't have to have the sidebar out as far. It will actually be pretty close to the bow. All
right.
To pull it. Now, when you put your quiver on the bow, obviously you're putting a ton of weight on the one side of the bow, so the bow is going to want to pull your hand to the side. Now, what you do with the sidebar is you'd swing the sidebar out as far as it can till as you hold it, all of a sudden the bow levels itself again.
True. But then I also don't have a problem too much with left and right. Mine's up and down.
Well, that's also part of the stabilizing. We have to see what's causing it. You know.
Right. Sorry. I keep like coughing in the my throat is so dry right now. But while you look that up, I know I'm going to be changing out my site. I'm going to be trying out the EZV site.
Yes, you will be trying out the
EZV site. Why are you giving me that weird look for?
No, I was completely brain farted there for a second.
But I know we're getting inserts to fit, and I'm looking at the picture for
Joe Rogan.
I'm looking at the picture. He's trying to show me this picture, and it's not exactly that clear. So.
Oh, wait, no, that's the Defiant.
Oh, yeah. I have to look at the newer. No,
it is on there.
Yep. False picture.
Oh, jeez.
Either way, so back to me.
Yes.
I'm going to try out the EZV site. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get inserts to fit my bow. And I'm going to try it out and see how I like it. And it's funny because, we're going to also touch upon this today, but they were talking about some of the actual 3D, it was 3D competitions, right? Where they say you're not allowed to, a rangefinder?
Yes.
Sorry,
yes,
I feel like I'm going to sneeze sometimes, so I have to, like, stop myself. And,
There it is.
Oh, okay. Yep, all right. I'm an ass. You're right. I'm an ass. So, my whole thing was that I heard this, and they said, yeah, when you get to the competitions, I have to really look into what he was talking about.
Yeah, no rangefinder.
But they said you're allowed to go
before the competition, and use the range finder, but during no range finder, and they actually check your bag to make sure you don't have a range finder.
But I'm like, maybe, especially if there's cash prizes.
Oh, Jesus. Once Steph's heard money, she was like, ching, money? Ching.
I can win what? And I thought, I was like, wait a minute. If you can get this sight down, like if you can master this sight without a rangefinder, you can get it down where you know, even going for a target, I know it's made for vitals, but here's my thing. Here's my point. I heard, once I hear cash prizes, my mind starts going. See, my money starts going.
Jesus Christ.
So here's my thing. If they designed this sight to eliminate rangefinders,
mm-hmm.
and if you know, after setting it up for a deer, like where the vitals are and where the space is, if you shoot with it enough, because you know, if you shoot with something enough, you get accustomed to how it is, where things line up. You, like, even driving a car, here, you're a mechanic. Mm-hmm. You drive a car for so long and it has its little quirks where it doesn't do certain things unless you do others. And I figure if you do the same thing with this, you can actually get it to where you're shooting at a target. And you could probably line it up the same way.
Right.
And hit X's all day long.
It's not X's. That's what I was trying middle, to explain. Bullseye. No, it's center. Not a bullseye.
Center.
That's not how 3Ds work.
The area of the highest points.
No, that right. They're all over the place. There's a 10-point ring, a 12-point ring,
okay.
The 8-point ring.
Okay, let me reword, you know, because Mr. Sun over here needs it to be reworded.
I don't need it to be fucking reworded. That's not how it works.
No, but because it's easier to say. On the 3D target.
Right.
The point you're supposed to hit for the competition.
Right.
For the highest points.
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
Okay.
But I just use the center. I just use X's because it's simpler
right.
to say. I'm sorry, is that not in your
No, level I understand what you're talking about.
Okay. Anyway, back to my point. I don't even remember my point. You just destroyed it.
I didn't destroy anything.
Yeah, you did. You just completely stomped all over it. It's like telling your kid there's no Santa.
Oh, God.
It's like destroying their holiday for that year. But if you could get that sight down, do you think they'd start banning it on competitions?
Yes.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Because you still have to have some skill with it.
Yes, you have to have skill.
It's not like a pin where you can set the yards, and then you have a rangefinder where it tells you the yards. I don't know. I was going somewhere else with that in my head, but it didn't really come out.
They may end up... Not, they wouldn't allow it because it's supposed to auto-range with that sight. You know? That's the problem.
So, I mean, then you'd start putting more restrictions. See, I really can't talk too much about this because I don't know that much about the competitions. I can't really go into regulations yet about right. well, what they can and they can't. We're in the process of it, and we just happened to start talking about it.
Right.
So, that's why... Would you get off your phone? Pay attention to me.
I ain't paying attention. I was going to show you what one of the 3D things looks like, but...
I know what the 3D things look like.
Okay.
I was just... trying to word it simpler.
I know, yes, but the thing is that site is made for kill zone. If you go into 3D competitions, you want to be exact with your shots.
Yes, and my point was is that if you get accustomed and you can get something down where you know if you line it up certain ways that you can shoot it a certain mm-hmm. way, then wouldn't it be possible? Hypothetically, wouldn't yes. it be possible?
Yes, it would be hypothetically
okay, possible. Thank you. That's all. That's, you know what? That's all I wanted. That's all I was going for.
Okay.
That's all I was going for.
Okay.
You know, if you were in a dinosaur, you'd be a Jerkosaurus Rex.
That's all right.
Those midget arms.
Midget arms? Who the hell are you kidding?
No. Like the Tyrannosaurus Rex. But a Jerkosaurus Rex. But then you'd have to sing the song if you're happy and you know it, clap your... Oh, shit. I can't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
But back to the 3D competitions, since we're
touching on that anyway. Yes, we're looking into doing that. I've looked into the Hudson Valley Archery Association.
What does IBO stand for again?
International Bow Hunters Organization.
Oh, not association?
No, not association.
Yeah, okay. I butchered that before. Right before we started, we were like, okay, what are we going to talk about? So we get an idea. Because I got rid of his list. That if you people know, if you've been listening, you know what his list is. And he says, well, what are we going to talk about? I said, you know, we touched upon this, that. And then we got into the competition area that we wanted to talk about. Because we want to start including it. I mean, hunting and target. That'd be kind of cool to all touch up on all spots. And he's going through the National American...
NFAA?
I'm still learning all these abbreviations.
I know, right? There's a lot of them, yes.
So, and then he goes the IBO. And my first reaction was, what does IBO stand for? And he looks at me. And he's obviously International Bow Hunters Association. And I'm like, then why'd you say IBO? And then he gave me that stupid look.
Yeah, are you dumb?
And then he starts using his fingers like, International I, Bow Hunters B. And then he got to the last letter and realized he's a jackass. An
organization, not association.
Yeah. So that's why I'm laughing at him for that.
Yep. That was funny.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm like, the more I talk, the more I'm like getting...
You're getting raspy.
The back of my throat is starting to back up. But what were we talking about with that? You're like getting sidetracked with us.
We're contemplating doing, obviously, like 3D shoots. We had mentioned it before. Contemplating doing the indoor target shooting.
And there's seasons.
Yes, there's seasons. I didn't know that there's seasons. Well, indoor, obviously, now since it's winter, a lot of the indoor stuff in this area is already going on, so it's a little bit late. Even though, not for nothing, we can go, like they said, and just sign up, and most of them are like $5 to get in.
Yeah, so we're talking with this kid who did a competition today, Sunday, earlier today.
Yes.
We talked to him Saturday.
This morning. Yep.
Yeah, Sunday. And they said that some of the lower beginning... the competitions,
mm-hmm.
that was basically anyone can go in there and enter.
Walk-ons.
Walk-on, yeah.
Yep, no qualifying needed walk-on.
No, and he said it was like $5.
Yeah,
five
that's
bucks
awesome.
Enter. I'm like, holy shit, I didn't realize it was that cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go just to see how it is or see how you compare to other people or just for shits and giggles, like, hey, what are you doing today? I don't know, let's go do a tournament.
Right, yeah, exactly.
It's $5. I mean, how cheap is that? It's more expensive to go see a movie.
Yes.
A lot more expensive.
Much more expensive. Shit.
And then the pro, the ones that get into cash for prizes and stuff like that. I mean, before the pro.
Like
we're not even touching on the pro.
Not as long.
We're talking about like the next up amateur, like the walk on, and then you get, I think, like the next level that's still amateur, but they give prizes out.
Well, there's even, like, the smaller competitions, like a lot of the NFA and the IBO ones.
Yeah. Didn't he say it was, like, $35?
Yeah, some of them were, like, $35 to join, but they were above the, they were more so, like, the entries for the national style stuff is $35.
But even still, I thought they were, like, going to be $100-something.
No, it's really not. I think it's still so cheap because archery still, you know, granted that archery's been around, like, forever. But the sport aspect outside of hunting is really...
Don't say new.
No, it's not new. It's just not a big thing. So I think they just keep it more cost effective. You know, we were joking around at the range that, of course, it's going to be cost effective. The bow you need to do pro level is like $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 setup.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were just joking around about that. And then you really think about it and you look up some of these guys' sites and it's like, site costs more than my whole bow.
Yeah, there's some expensive setups. But if that's what you do and you're getting prize money,
right,
then you could just keep adding to it.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I mean, just to go see how you compare and if you're interested in it,
right,
and you just want to see what everyone else has, $5 is not bad.
Right. Well, you can go to one of the indoor one that's just target shooting, and it's a $5 entry fee just to see how you do against other people.
Yeah.
Or just to see. I mean, he even said it. He's like, in the beginning, it was like, oh, we'll see if we do it. And like I said, he shot the same bow as you, the Stinger X.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he said it was actually, it was just fun to go. They were, you know, he was meeting a lot of other kids his age who were in the sport and everything like that, and what their bow setups were and who's got this and who's using that and what, you know, so you just learn a lot from it, and you know, meet some really cool people. He said he's made a bunch of friends.
But I was surprised at what shady things they said they do.
Oh, don't let anyone take your bow everywhere with you. Yeah, they gave us some pointers that, you know, it's competition. So you know, I could see there's shifty people over the place. But
you would think that it's, I don't know, when you think of archery tournament, you think of like the English, not Americans. But the English, the tea drinkers over the lake?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not what I think of.
Yeah.
No.
Like the old traditional bows. And they're in their, they're on their horses and their tea. So I think of the more traditional. And I think archery. It would be more of a gentleman's sport. Like you don't screw with other people.
Doesn't mean gentlemen ain't assholes.
This ain't hockey.
Still, assholes in hockey. There's assholes in baseball.
Yeah, but I was surprised. I was surprised that they purposely... They said that if you don't take your bow with you wherever you go...
Yeah. Think of it this way. They'll screw with you. No vegans exist, right? What? Assholes.
What? I missed...
So I was saying, like, there's assholes in everything. Like, you know vegans exist. Yeah. It's a bad joke, right?
That
you
was
know?
Really bad.
Yeah, I know. So.
That was really bad. Don't edit that out either.
I don't care if people know it.
Leave that garbage in there.
No, I don't care if someone thinks like... No, it's just the whole
thing. Anyway, you know? I was, you know, I'm just completely...
Can't meet a vegetarian or a vegan. It doesn't tell you that in 5 minutes to glorify that they are. So, all right, back to the podcast.
Jesus, I'm going to slap you right now. You can
go out and hunt some lettuce.
Wow, you just destroyed that whole thing.
That's fine.
But they were saying that if you don't bring your bow around, they'll actually
take your bow everywhere with you.
That they'll walk up to your bow and start like messing with your sight. They'll they'll start adjusting it so it'll be off.
Yeah.
Which is kind of screwed up.
And also pretty much like phase out what people are saying.
They'll purposely go up to, I guess, one of the guys that we're talking to, the father of the son who competes, said that they would go up to, especially, they said there was a girl there that was shooting, that was around his son's age.
Mm-hmm.
And what they would do is they'd go up to her, and they'd start critiquing. Like, hey, you know, we were noticing you were doing this, and you need to, you know, watch, you need to do this, or you need to adjust this. And they start getting in your head. They start messing with you.
Yep.
And I guess 9 times out of 10, they're not trying to help you.
But the biggest part of a sport, though, is psyching someone out. It really is.
But I would not think for archery. I would not think of some archery.
It's still a sport.
Shady
still
archery.
Still a sport. People are going to be out for whatever they're doing, whatever. You know.
I guess when you get into the money, you're going to try and screw up as many as you possibly can to make up for your inadequacies.
Yeah, but they're doing it. They're doing this type of stuff at amateur level, even.
Yeah, that's That's pretty shady.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. It's part of sports. I mean, sports and shit talking is just they go hand in hand. You know, so you're just gonna have to. If we go to these things, it's, you know,
it keeps myself.
No, not even keeps yourself. Talk to people and stuff like that, and. You know, someone wants to give you advice, you do you, I'll do me, don't worry about it, I'm fine, thanks.
Like, yeah, I noticed your string was fraying a little bit before. Are you sure? There's nothing going on there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, make you all nervous, you know.
No, I'll say that to somewhere else. They try to come up to
Oh, me. Yeah, see, that's what I mean, though. You mess with someone.
Yeah, I would.
That's why we were joking around. I would love to go to one of these tournaments and shoot against someone who's left-handed.
Oh, yeah, so you could stare
this way, they're face-to-face with you and, like, really shoot that garbage-ass shit and pull your trigger and bullseye and gets all, like, tense and just right hooks an arrow.
Ace Ventura?
Just it's as in the bone!
No, just as you're pulling back, and they're lining up their shot, you can see the, your balls are showing.
Oh, Jesus. I'll just say something worse than that, but that's fine. Yeah, trying to pull your arrow out of your hip quiver, and as you go in to pull the trigger, just give him a good old nut tap with the FMJ.
No, but then that's the you're making contact with them.
Hey, you know.
No, this.
My bad. You just got whacked in the junk with a 490 grain arrow.
Listen, tell me if someone said what I just said.
Oh yeah.
As you're lining up, your first reaction is to look down.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can't help it. I mean, you know, just saying. But... Even though I don't have any.
No.
Ugh. My throat is starting to get.
All right, so.
I drink my son's water. You have anything else?
No, not really. I think we pretty much covered on everything. We have the inserts for your bow coming.
Yeah, we're going to put the easy V sight on my
On yours, on my this bow. Way, to see how yours do.
As I say, we're going to put the easy V sight on my site.
I'm going to try and get some more contact information for some of the companies to let them know, you know, what we've been doing. Just some more future planning for this podcast is see where we can take it, you know. Yeah. You've been designing like shirts and mugs, I believe it is.
Yeah. So I started doing shirts and mugs, coffee mugs. We'll post some pictures up. I ordered a mug. Yep, there's our son. So if you want to, you can go to our website. You can go through our Facebook page for Off Center Archers. It'll have our website, and I'm going to post the link up to the other site. This is all I still have to do. That's why I haven't mentioned it.
No, it's also, like I said, it's all future planning and stuff like
that. It's up now. I just have to put up the links.
So like you said, though, we do have a Facebook. We have an Instagram. We have a Twitter.
You have a Twitter.
Well, I have the Twitter, yes. All of them are the same. It's all Off Center Archers. We have our website, offcenterarchers.com. So, you know, feel free. Hit us up. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Very social people, you know. If you have any questions about the stuff we've used and whatnot, feel free to ask. If you have any suggestions on stuff you want to hear us try out, we are in the process of working on trying to get videos started.
That's gonna be a little longer though.
Yeah, well, we have to get.
It's gonna be a little bit longer than you're making it seem.
Well, whatever. It's in the works.
Okay.
So. But yeah, that's about it. So hit us up, let us know what you're doing, you know, what you're interested in, and if, you know,
don't say from us. No,
all right, are you done?
I am. I'm done.
Okay. Everybody.
Have a good night.
Fun. See y'all next week.
Bye-bye.